From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions, an exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with some fusion, and we'll begin with Larry Coryell on guitar. From 1979 and the album Return, he's backed on this album by three members of the Brubeck family: Darius on keyboards, Chris on bass, Dan on drums, and Ray Mantilla on additional percussion. This is the closing track, a piece co-written by Al Di Meola and Paco de Lucia, Mediterranean Sundance.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wrapping up that set of classic fusion with Tribal Tech, with Scott Henderson on guitar, Pat Coyle and Brad Dutz keyboards, Gary Willis bass, and Steve Houghton on drums. From the album Spears, most of the album having a tropical island feel to it, including that track, Island City Shuffle. Larry Coryell before that from 1979, the album Return, the album also featuring Darius, Chris, and Dan Brubeck, we heard Mediterranean Sundance. We'll turn to some free improvised music now, and we'll listen to a pair of tracks recorded live in Europe. First up, a quartet calling itself MIT, not having any connection that I know of to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. This session was recorded on June 21st, 1980, at the restaurant Zur Magd in Basel, Switzerland. And the members of MIT at that time were Knut Remund, xylophone and percussion, Alfred Zimmerlin, cello, Alex Buss, alto sax and bass clarinet, and Felix Bopp, piano. This is the title cut, Notten.
Thank you. Thank you.
We began that set of live free jazz recorded in Europe with MIT and a track from 1980, the album Knoten, K-N-O-T-E-N, sessions recorded in Basel, Switzerland in June of that year. We heard the title cut, taking up most of the B-side of that LP, that album on the Hat Hut label. We followed that with a track from Eric Dolphy, going back to June 2nd, 1964 for a live session recorded in Hilversum, the Netherlands. And I'm not sure, but being that that piece was recorded in Hilversum, and being that this recording was co-produced by the Radio Jazz Club, I think this might have been recorded initially for the purpose of broadcast on Radio Nederland, the Dutch public broadcaster. But I don't know that for certain. The album co-produced by Jazz Magazine. A mono LP from 1964, released on the Limelight label. The album Last Date, featuring Eric Dolphy on flute, alto sax, and bass clarinet. Also, Misha Mengelberg, piano, Jacques Schulz, bass, and Han Benink on drums and percussion. We listen to a track featuring Eric Dolphy on flute, South Street Exit. You are tuned to Jazz Progressions from Quality Radio Productions, presenting a wide range of modern jazz sounds, everything from free improvisation to fusion. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, I'd love to hear from you. Your feedback is very important to me. Please send email to qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you'd like more info about the show, then please visit the blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. From there, you can find the playlist for this and previous episodes of the show, and you can also stream this and previous episodes of the program at your convenience. This is show number 1607. We'll continue on in a free improv mode to wrap up the hour, but we'll turn to some considerably more recent recordings. In fact, a couple of tracks from 2015. First up, a quartet out of the UK, fronted by tenor sax man George Crowley, who will be performing in the left channel for those listening in stereo. Also, an additional tenor, Thomas Challenger, in the right stereo channel. And rounding out the quartet, Sam Lasserson on bass and John Scott on drums. The album is called Can of Worms, and it has a rather interesting cover photo of a startled young couple as they observe some live worms bursting from a suddenly opened can. This is the opening cut of the release, and it's appropriately titled The Opener. Thank you.
Thank you.
closing that set and also the hour with Italian drummer Ernesto Cervini, and a track from his 2015 Anzic Records release Turboprop, with two sax players, Tara Davidson on alto, Joel Fram on tenor, William Karn, trombone, Adrian Ferrugia, piano, and Dan Loomis on bass. We heard the opening track, Unnecessary Mountain. Before that, a British quartet fronted by George Crowley on tenor sax, and another group to feature two sax players, in this case Thomas Challenger on additional tenor. A 2015 release on the Whirlwind label, George Crowley's second album, Can of Worms, and we listened also to the opening track of that album, The Opener. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.